Well, 263 organ transplants were carried out in Ireland this year as a result of organ donations. New figures just released this lunchtime by the HSE's Organ Donation Transplant Ireland office shows that there were 84 deceased and 30 living organ donors. Dr. Catherine Motherway is clinical lead for organ donation at Transplant Ireland. Welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Carol.
Can you just tell us how this year's figures would compare to last year?
They're slightly down on last year, but before I say anything, I'd like to thank all of the donors, both living and deceased. Today's report is about the donors and the gift that they give. If you think of all the bad stories, these are just an amazing gift. So I'd like to thank them most profoundly from everybody that's involved in transplantation and the care of patients at the end of life in intensive care. They are down slightly on this year. We had 84 deceased donors. This year we had 30 living donors. The 30 number is the same as last year. But last year we had, I think, maybe 10 more donors at this point in the year. And so there is a slight decrease in those numbers for our small population.
And which organs are most frequently transplanted?
Kidneys are the most frequently transplanted because they would be the largest group on the transplant list. And they are a group of patients that can be supported while awaiting transplantation with perhaps slightly more ease than patients with other organ failure. So we had 175 kidney transplants performed this year, and 16 hearts, 15 lung and 53 livers across all the gifts that were donated by patients. These transplants occurred both in Ireland and some abroad, because sometimes we have to find a suitable recipient abroad when we don't have one in Ireland.
I see 22 cases carried out abroad. And just remind us of how this now works in terms of consent.
It works the same as it always has, because the Human Tissue Act has yet to be enacted. But essentially, we will approach families, ask them what the donor would have wanted, and get their assent. And that will be ever so slightly nuanced differently in the future, because we won't be approaching those people who decide to opt out when the register comes into force. And we will still be approaching those families, however, who haven't opted out, to find out that their loved one didn't have an objection to organ donation. So it is still very important that anybody listening to this, should they not have an objection to organ donation, would actually have that conversation with their family, because it's really, really difficult at the end of life, particularly in sudden and premature deaths, which all organ donors are, for families to make these decisions without knowing what people wanted. And it gives them great comfort at the time of the end of life, if they know the wishes of the patient who has gone before them, because then they can actually honour that wish. And we know ultimately in time it gives hope to families who lose their relatives. So it's really important that they have the conversation. So when the new bill, or when the new act is enacted, we will still be involving your family at the end of life. They will still be telling us what you would have wanted, unless you have declared you don't want to be a donor in life and registered.
And just tell me, this legislation has been passed but not yet enacted. Is that disappointing to you that this is taking so long?
It doesn't surprise me. The enactment of legislation appears to be quite lengthy. I've discovered that getting this bill passed took a rather a long length of time. But it is also the bill, you know, it they need to, I presume, dot all the T's and dot all the I's. I'm not entirely sure how I'm a clinician, so unfortunately I don't understand how.
Will it be a game changer for those 600 people every year who are waiting for an organ?
I don't believe so, no. Actually, I think legislation on its own, we know from our colleagues in Europe, particularly in Spain, is not something that is a game changer. It is important that we have a legislative underpinning of the work that we do in organ donation and transplantation, because we know that most Irish people would agree to be an organ donor when they're asked in life. So it's important that our legislation reflects that. But we also know that one of the most important things is to have a system in place where we know that everybody at the end of the life, where it's appropriate, gets offered that opportunity in an appropriate manner by appropriately trained staff, so that they can make a decision that honours their deceased relative at that particular time. And what is really important is that we can then go back and audit all of those opportunities to see where we do well in intensive care, in the care of at end of life, and where perhaps we might do better, or where we learn from those things. So we do need to audit that as well. So the system, I think, where you ensure that all of your families that where organ donation is appropriate can be offered it, is something that we need to ensure. And I still don't think we've nailed that in Ireland as yet.
Dr. Catherine Motherway, Clinical Lead for Organ Donation at Transplant Ireland, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.